Birmingham is mourning the death of former Jefferson County Commissioner Chris McNair. He died Wednesday at the age of 93. His young daughter was killed in one of the most horrific acts of violence in Birmingham during the civil rights era. WBHM's Cheryl Willer Stewart has this remembrance of a man who leaves behind a legacy of tragedy and triumph.
I've had a close-up view of Chris McNair's life for most of my life. He was good friends with my father, and in 1982, when I graduated from college, Mr. McNair gave me my first freelance writing assignment. At the time, he was publishing Down Home, a lifestyle magazine about blacks in Alabama. McNair's own story took many twists and turns. In 1963, his 11-year-old daughter, Denise, and three of her friends were killed in the bombing of 16th Street Baptist Church. McNair did not often speak publicly about the tragedy until 2003, the 40th anniversary. He and Senator Doug Jones, who prosecuted the Klansman responsible for the bombing, were interviewed on WBHM.
I would have been as vocal before had I had not seen possibility of somebody else being convicted. And I didn't think that I needed to be a braggadocious person, a kicking the door down person.
McNair was from Fordyce, Arkansas. He came to Alabama to attend Tuskegee Institute and decided to stay. At the time of the bombing, he was a door-to-door milkman. He said people often asked him why he stayed here.
My quick answer would be, why would I go if I was going to stay in America? Where in America could I go? I couldn't change the color of my skin. I was going to be black wherever I went.
Eventually, McNair opened a successful photography business and was elected to the state legislature. In 1986, I covered his election as one of the first blacks on the Jefferson County Commission. By this time, I was a local government reporter at the Birmingham News. He served on the commission 15 years. In 2006, a jury convicted him of 11 counts of bribery and conspiracy for taking gifts and services from contractors in exchange for work on the county's $3 billion sewer rehabilitation project. In an interview after the conviction, he told me, "There was no corrupt intent. But I realize now how it could be perceived. In my mind, I never thought I did anything wrong." Senator Doug Jones hopes his friend's life won't be defined by just that one chapter.
What I hope they will remember him for is not his transgressions and not his failings. What I hope they're going to remember Chris for is someone who stayed in Birmingham despite an unimaginable loss. He and Maxine stayed behind to build a better community.
Sunday, I visited McNair at his home. We discussed national politics. He still talked about his hopes for an America that is not so divided by race. Chris McNair died Wednesday at the age of 93 from cancer. Funeral arrangements have not been announced. Cheryl Wheeler Stewart, WBHM.